From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Federal prosecutors argued in Miami today that illegal aliens suspected of terrorist links can be locked up indefinitely while the evidence against them is kept secret. The issue is at the heart of a case against Mazen al-Najjar, a Palestinian who overstayed his visa. He was jailed for more than 3 years. Then last November, a federal judge declared his detention unconstitutional, and he was released. Well, today, prosecutors appealed that ruling. Citing the new war on terrorism, they said that they should be able to use secret evidence to keep him in jail. NPR's Philip Davis reports from Miami.
Mazen al-Najjar says the government doesn't act as if it considers him a security risk. Outside the federal courthouse in Miami this morning, he said that even after September 11th, federal agents never interviewed him nor tried to detain him. That's even though they know where he lives and say they have classified evidence linking him to the terrorist organization Islamic Jihad.
I have been in this country for now 20 years. I don't have any criminal record. I didn't commit anything wrong. The government knows maybe a lot about my life, and they know I could never be a suspect of anything like that or even less than that.
Today, government prosecutor Douglas E. Ginsburg argued before three appeals court judges here that al-Najjar was a national security risk who should be detained based on classified evidence. Ginsburg declined to speak on tape, but last month he said in a court filing that the case comes, quote, at a time when the nation is at war with terrorism and we are under active attack. Allowing al-Najjar to remain free, he said, would chill critical efforts to deny terrorists and their supporters access to the United States. David Cole disputes that view. He's a constitutional expert at Georgetown University and one of al-Najjar's lawyers.
Our argument is that it is un-American and unconstitutional to lock a person up without giving him any opportunity to confront the evidence against him.
During the 90s, when al-Najjar was a professor at the University of South Florida, he ran an Islamic studies group, one of whose participants later surfaced as a member of Islamic Jihad. Al-Najjar says he has no links to the group. During the hearing, the judges questioned whether secret evidence was even needed to decide the case. They noted the federal government itself had made no effort to detain al-Najjar and that in any event, he was under a deportation order. Cole says the country needs to be careful about preserving civil liberties in the wake of September 11.
You know, our history has shown that in times of fear and times of panic, we often make mistakes by disregarding fundamental constitutional principles, and particularly by disregarding the constitutional rights of immigrants.
The judges are expected to hand down their ruling within a few months. Until then, al-Najjar remains free on bond. Philip Davis, NPR News, Miami.